Will, we have sent you out to grab some audio or do whatever you look. I have yet to tell you what to do.
Yeah,
I'm glad it hasn't come to that yet.
Like, right?
Maybe you want me to. Maybe you want some guidance. But I figured let's let you fly by the seat of your medium sized pants and see exactly what happens. And you've come up with some good stuff. I'd say, how long have we been doing this, Ryan?
This is probably the fifth week.
Okay, so out of 5 weeks, kind of like Doug Martin's career. He's been in the league for 5 years and he's had two good seasons. That's where you're at with your progress. So we have made it work. The three times that you brought in crap audio, we found a way to make you shine. And by we, I mean me. We did instant karaoke and somehow you made it through that.
Yeah,
that was a tough one. You had to rap Will Smith. And we did really, really personal trivia about your sex life and your home life, and you got through that with flying colors. So now, this is Punch-Out 3 week.
Yeah, this Friday, yeah.
This Friday. I'm excited about it. We'll be broadcasting live out there with all the dignitaries of the 102.5 The Bone and beyond. And the card is really, really good. So you got Hoppy fighting the girl.
Crystal.
Crystal, yeah, I'm sorry.
Girl.
Please don't beat me up, Crystal. She's very fit and big. And then you have Martine Gramatica in Spanish. I don't know what's going to happen there either.
I don't either.
Super excited about that. There's a lot of great fights on the way. You got the Battle Royale between a bunch of girls.
Is that happening?
Yes.
Cool.
It's going to be really, really good. And then you got the weapons fight. Now, Avocado Rocker, if you're listening, don't die. He's in the hospital. He's got swollen balls and legs. That's the actual diagnosis. The doctor walked in. He's like, sir, you have swollen balls and legs.
From what?
I don't know. From being avocado.
Living a deviant lifestyle?
I guess. I don't know. I guess if you're 60 and you live at home, that just happens. Yeah. And so they got they're bringing back an old guy who's I believe he's a date rapist, but his name is Faggy Voice Dan. He's going to be doing the weapons fight, I believe.
Oh, how does cool. he talk?
Against like a faggy. Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Like, yeah,
not you know like.
I wanted you to do an impression.
Oh well, that's an easy one. You know, it's if I had to do his voice, Faggy Voice Dan. Yeah?
Yeah, that was great.
You nailed it, dude.
Thanks.
You're killing
thanks
it
much.
With the impressions.
So, Will, we sent you out, and you got some audio of one of the fighters.
Yeah. Yes,
one,
I did.
One of the pugilists, if you will.
The incredulous, is that a word?
Sure.
Ryan Hoppy. Yeah.
Ryan Hoppy.
We worked the event last week at the O'Brien's thing. So I just wanted to get his how he was feeling going into Friday,
uh-huh.
and I kind of spinned it into
spun,
this show,
spun,
yeah. whatever, you know what I mean?
The words will come to you after you're on the air for
sure.
a while.
Yeah. Right. And mm-hmm. then so I just wanted to kind of spun the JB show
see, that
and
time
the,
it was spin.
You know, some other show.
That's
and,
fine. Yeah.
All right, cool. So, yeah.
I like it.
So that's what I did.
Okay. Well, here is the audio, your interview with, and I got to tell you, when you've done some interviews, they've been pretty good. I kind of like your interviewing skills. That's something that you really have to have naturally.
Yeah.
And I think you're already way
you're
ahead of a lot
natural.
Of people.
That's what I do on my podcast. It's an interview podcast. So I've been doing it a few years now. So I'd hope I'm getting pretty good at it by now.
Neat. Here's the audio.
Hoppy, who do you think would win in a fight? A cat named Mo or Johnny B?
Oh, come on, man. What are you doing?
Trying to stir it up.
Nah, don't do that. Look, here's the thing. And I don't know what Hoppy's going to say here. I said I listened to the audio. I lied. Cat named Mo and myself are way past fighting
no.
anybody. We're the type of people that would fight somebody if we had to fight somebody.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like,
gotcha.
And Mo carries a gun. There's no way I'm ever fighting him. He'd
right.
pop a cap at me if I even had a chance of getting up on him. He's a big dude, too. And I only fight for survival now. I don't fight for recreation. That's crazy talk.
Yeah, well, so, I mean, the premise was that, like, a fantasy match.
I got it.
At
oh,
Punch
yeah.
Out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
just because
yeah.
these shows aren't involved, really, in the Punch Out. So
fantasy.
Just throwing it out there, seeing what's stuck.
Okay.
Mo would begin by beating the hell out of Johnny B. But
thanks, Hoppy. Jesus.
Yeah, I know.
Come
Under
on, Crystal. Whip his ass. Sorry.
Then would begin laughing about it over and over while he leans back. And then Johnny B would get a punch that would knock Mo to the ground.
All right. Okay. That's a little bit better. So he's laughing. Ah, fat ass, ah, bitch. And then I get him with the haymaker while he's not looking.
And then Johnny B would win because Mo just would laugh over and over and over again. Or the flip side, Johnny B keeps doing impersonations of Mo,
yep.
And then he forgets that he's fighting, and then Mo, who has girth, beats him up.
Mo has girth? What is girthy about Mo?
Why is he bringing his penis into this?
It doesn't make sense.
I mean, it probably is.
Oh, I would. If I had to guess, yeah, sure. It's probably very nice. Absolutely.
So those are the two scenarios of who would win.
I don't know. Mo's pretty jacked, though.
Is he? Maybe in the 90s.
Oh, Hoppy. Sounds like Hoppy wants to fight Mo.
Yeah.
We should have a fight where me and Mo just beat the hell out of Hoppy in the ring.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I'd like that.
I don't know. He looks pretty intimidating. So
but
I think
he's also in his 50s.
Oh, Hoppy.
Jesus.
Man, he must be taking creatine and steroids right now, getting ready for this fight.
Dude, Hoppy is no nonsense now. I'm almost afraid to upset him because he's like X-ing people. Left
yeah?
And right on Facebook. He's,
ooh.
Psh, yeah, he's real deal now.
Ooh. X gonna give it to you. That's gonna right. Give it to you. X gonna.
You're scared he will unfriend you?
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to. Oh, I don't want enemies in my workplace.
Whatever, nerd.
Yeah, I mean Johnny's close to that age too. I think it's a fair fight, and I think John.
I'm not close to my 50s.
You're
Will?
Not?
No.
I thought you were.
No, bitch.
You were talking about the Cold War.
I mean,
no.
Cold War ended in like
that was in the 84. I don't know.
Look,
89.
In Will's defense, you're only 45.
That's pretty close.
That is not close. I am 45. 45 is the new 35.
You're into your.
Yeah, once you're over that halfway mark, you're closer to 50 than you are 40.
The good news is you don't look a day over 39.
You look fantastic. So.
Ryan, you look like a giant seven-year-old.
This is probably true.
I can't get used to it yet. It's bizarre.
Makes me
seeing
sick.
His face, yeah.
Yeah, I don't like it at all. Ugh. He looks like powder ate too much.
He's got a lot of punching power under those flabby arms.
Hey!
Okay, so I panicked and I tried to find a better word,
a
and it
bit,
just came out.
I got a little bit of lunch lady arm, a little bit, but there's a lot of muscle under there
yeah.
too. It's not my fault. I used to weigh almost 600 pounds.
I know.
It can't tighten everything
that
up.
That was kind of your fault, though.
You're kind of my fault. No, you really are. You should be in Detroit being mugged right now.
Johnny gets mad, and when he's mad, he's very intimidating. So I
like how Hoppy says mad like an 11-year-old. Mad.
Yeah. He's got that. What do you call it?
Chicago. Midwestern
yeah.
twang.
Yeah, it's like Steve Avery, but taller and more scary.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, Ryan Hoppy didn't kill that lady. No, no. He wants to watch WrestleMania.
I think it'd be an equal fight, but I think it'd be a draw because both of them would be crying for water. Because you got to remember that if they were to fight on the 25th, it's going to be really hot that day. It's not going to be like the punch out back.
Thank you, Howard Shapiro. We don't
point.
Know. I'm only born and raised here. I didn't know it was hot, really. I'm out of breath listening to this.
November where it was a perfect cool night out, like we're in Seattle. It's going to be hot out, so both of them being middle-aged would get so sweaty. I get sweaty just by punching the bag, so I cannot imagine.
He should not call his girlfriend that. That is so rude. She's a sweetheart. Melissa, baby, if you're listening, don't let him treat you that way.
It would be like watching them fight. Anybody would get sweaty overall, but
yeah, so your opinion is that they're both middle-aged old slobs who don't stand a chance.
Yeah, it also would depend on how much free food Mo had beforehand and if he was full.
This guy, he's throwing haymakers at
yeah,
us, man.
He really knows how to just stick
Jesus
his foot in his mouth.
Christ,
where does this
man.
Guy fall on the totem? That's all I want.
Well, he's all the way at the top just because of how tall he is, but he's really on the bottom.
Wow.
Well, I don't think he's on it, really. Yeah, he's not on it. You have to be on a show, right? Yeah.
What is your indicator? You think you're going to do at the punch out? Are you going to knock this girl out or what?
Oh, man. This is bad. This is bad. Bad timing on this one. Hoppy's been catching a lot of crap from what I'm hearing all day long on this.
So last week, I was afraid to say that I was going to beat up a woman because I don't want to be compared to Chris Brown or Ike Turner.
I like the contrast there. It's like Chris
Ike
Brown
Turner.
Or Ike Turner.
Yeah.
It's only 40 years in between those two events. Not a big deal.
Or different people that beat up women. A very nice reference from a few years ago.
Somewhere right now, Ray Rice is like, hey, man, I knocked a bitch out in an elevator. I can't get a little mention.
But I'll say this. She's been talking so much crap online. She's been taking selfies. She's been making it about her.
Selfies pisses him off?
I guess.
Has he seen?
I'm telling you, he's short fuse now, man.
Has
he's
he seen
hard
his photos?
Stances.
Has he seen his photos?
I don't know.
Hmm.
She wasn't very friendly when I saw her at the photo shoot.
I want the person fighting me to be friendly.
Yeah.
She's very cocky. She's talking about how she works out 3 to 4 times a week, which is good.
Good.
I've been doing it as well.
Yep.
I am going in there, and I am going in there for the kill.
Kill?
Yeah.
That's a little too much. It's an exhibition fight, Hoppy. Why do you want to kill her? I'm sure she has family that cares about her.
I am going in there for the win. I am sick and tired of her smack-talking. At least with Jake, he was nice off the cameras. Because me and her used to be friends. We were cool. At least with the fight, me and Jake, he helped give me a job at a pizza shop. Me and Jake.
It's so good.
I'm really glad Hoppy has a girlfriend now because...
I know. If somebody got me a job at a pizza shop, we would not be friends.
How do you need help getting a job at a pizza shop? You should just walk in there. Can I have a job here? And they'd be like, sure, I guess. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, if you're the owner of the pizza shop, you go, really?
Oh, yeah, I guess if you want to.
I got this buddy.
Nobody's ever asked.
He's really good.
Yes. Hey, do you guys need people to deliver pizzas? Because I have a friend that has the Waze app, and this guy can drive.
The best.
So good. Yeah. He will show up. He's so tall, he could just hand the pizza from the restaurant to their apartment. That's what he'll do.
Yeah. Yes, javelin style.
Hey, I'm outside your door.
He was full of it.
What is your indicator? How do you think you're going to do at the punch out? Are you going to knock this girl out or what?
So last week, I was afraid to say that
did I go back some?
Yeah, I must have.
My bad. Anyway,
I am going in there for the win. I am sick and tired of her smack talking. At least with Jake, he was...
Look, ladies, if that tells you anything, if you're ever around Ryan Hoppy, don't smack talk him. He will knock your ass out. That's just the way he is. What do you think, guys? Anna, what do you think about this audio? You think it's good?
Yeah, I think it's pretty good.
I think it is, too. Chef, what do you think?
I'm just flabbergasted by the fact that his friend helped him get a job at the pizza place.
That's funny because my arms are apparently flabbergasted. Ryan Adams?
I think this is a step in the right direction. I like it.
It's kind of a pussy answer, dude. Give me a real answer.
You suck, Will. Like,
there you go.
Bro.
Thank you. God.
Damn, God.
You're lucky he's not Hoppy. He'd
you
whip your ass
that,
right now.
You're exed.